I am a little nervous. You know how when your wife says something, well, what about this?
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today.
So, Scott, how's it going?
No! It was a rough night.
But, it was. I only watched the last, 1 minute, and my only thoughts were, oh, poor Scott.
You know, I'm used to this. I've had a lifetime of disappointment with the Bengals. So the hard part was watching my sons, my oldest son in particular, who he took a nosedive and kind of got enraged. It was, there was some door slamming and stuff. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe we need to work on this particular character flaw of his, but not tonight.
So the game went pretty good though, until the very end, right?
Yeah. You know,
I mean, I didn't watch, of course, I only saw the last minute.
It was all right. There's no point in rehashing it. It's just football. I mean, it is fun, and it's fun to get into, but even leading up to it, I found myself, and maybe this is just the way that I am, because I always get a little weird when everybody's into it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And
because you don't like to be into what everybody else is into?
I think that's part of it, you know?
I have a son who's like that.
Yeah, like when we lived in Columbus and everybody had an Ohio State Buckeyes flag on their house, I was like, oh, that's original. You know? And that's kind of how I am when it's everybody into it. But I was excited for the game, obviously. But as it was coming up, I'm like, yeah, I need to prepare myself. And maybe that was just from being a lifelong, you know, Bengals fan that gets disappointed every year or so. I was just preparing myself for the inevitable. I don't know, whatever. But I do tend to start thinking, well, you know, this is just a football game. It's not, you know, eternally significant. And when, you know, the pastor puts on his Bengals jersey at church, I start thinking, are we really supposed to be into this much? But again, it's all just fun. And then it's not.
It's fun before the game starts.
Yeah, it's really not. But well, and honestly, most Super Bowls I've cared more about the halftime show than the game. And last night, no offense to anybody who gave a rat's patootie about that halftime show, that was one of the worst halftime shows ever. On top of that, it was a bummer of a game. So and you know, it was a bummer that Odell Beckham got hurt in the first half, and he was, you know, I mean, at least he got the play and score a touchdown, but and he was on the other team. He's not on the Bengals, in case you were wondering.
No, I did need some clarification on that, actually.
And then they almost hurt our quarterback, which is kind of the Bengals' fault, because, you know, he was sacked 9 times a few games ago, and I thought they had fixed that problem, that they were never going to let him get sacked a bunch again. But he got sacked like 8 times last night, which was the most in any Super Bowl ever. So it's like, guys, you can't actually win a lot of games when he's getting sacked that much. So the Rams were definitely the better team last night. So anyway, there's always next year. But
the score really didn't reflect that. I mean, it was, again, the last minute that I saw. Yeah. You know, it looked like, you know, like they were kind of making that drive so they could maybe put it into overtime with a field goal.
Yeah, there was, however, and this is really getting into the weeds. We'll get out of this in a minute. But there was, however, a little bit of controversy to that.
Because there was
a touchdown the Bengals scored where our receiver face masked the defender and basically pulled him out of the way, and the refs didn't call it. And then that's how he managed to catch the ball, and, you know, we got a touchdown. It's like, that was a missed call. But
so that, had they won, that would have been a conversation that would have been on all the stations today.
Oh, yeah. It's fine. I'm ready to move on already, man. I'm glad I didn't buy a t-shirt.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah.
That's
well, football. I was thinking about you.
Thanks, man. It was a brutal beat. But, you know, there's next year. I don't actually share the optimism of a lot of people who were like, oh, man, we're going to – this is just the beginning. We're going to the Super Bowl a bunch of times now.
Yeah.
I think more along the lines of Dan Marino when he went his rookie year or sophomore year or whatever it was and then never went back to the Super Bowl. We shall see.
So you may be dead when they get back there?
That's more likely. We'll see.
Well, but you had a fun time, like leading. I mean, we up did. Until we had that, a good time. Toward the end was a good fun. Yeah.
My daughter and her husband were here, and
that's fun.
We made all kinds of terrible food. Terrible as in terrible for us. Tasted great.
That's
we
okay.
smoked some wings and had a good time.
That's good. I like that. I love family get together. In fact, as we record this, we're recording it a couple days early because I am heading out tomorrow. Today's Valentine's Day. As we record this tomorrow, I'm headed to Florida with my son to pick up an RV, the Family Man Mobile 4. And we're super excited. It's kind of a downgrade. We're getting something smaller just because I'm getting older and it just is overwhelming me. And I'm like, this thing is huge. You know, the tires cost for, you know, so much. And what if we go out and we get stuck? And so we've downgraded to a Class C. It's a couple years newer. And so I'm excited about that because it couldn't get any older. Ours is 30 years old, but it's a great RV. It's a great RV. So if you're interested in it, well, maybe we can make a deal a little bit later. We're not ready to sell it yet, but we're going to sell it in the spring. And it's a great RV. It runs like a top. Everything's great about it. I would feel comfortable driving it, you know, across the world. But as I get older, it's becoming a bigger deal and we're not using it as much. So we've been talking about the last couple of years. Maybe we could downgrade so we could have a regular mechanic work on it when it needs to be worked on. And so Abe and I are driving down tomorrow on dirt cheap flights. We're taking Spirit total. Both of our tickets cost $60. I mean, two tickets.
Are you sure the propellers are attached?
I think so. I think they include the wings in that. Okay. And so we're going to drive back and hopefully get back really. We'll probably drive all night. Abe will drive and I'll drive and we'll be back before you know it. So we're excited about that.
That's awesome.
So I'm not going to be here for Wednesday recording, but today's Valentine's Day and everybody's coming over. And I told my wife, I've got today. So I'm taking care of all the meal and all the fun part. And it's just an awesome thing.
That's a lot of pressure to put on yourself.
That's okay. I don't feel any of the pressure. Like my wife is like, when she does something, it's like, what if they don't have fun? I'm like, I don't care if they don't have fun. That's not my problem. I'm just doing what I want to do, you know? And they're like, well, if we have pizza, they had pizza last night. I'm like, I don't care. You know, that's I'm doing what I want to do. And if they like it, great. If not, I'm okay with that too. So I don't feel the pressure, but I'm hoping it'll be a fun night tonight. Plus, it's kind of a win-win. They have a volleyball game tonight. All my kids play on a team together. All the boys do with their wives. So they have to be gone by like 7:30. So it doesn't have to be a long night because Abe and I are going to have to leave bright and early in the morning to get down to Florida. But I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome.
So, Dads, by the time you get this, Valentine's will be over. But
you better have done something good.
You better have done or at least done something, you know, and maybe we should say if you blew it and you didn't do anything, it doesn't matter. You can still do something today. You know, you can if like you forgot it all or you just ran out of time, you know, because you only had 365 days to prepare for this.
No, wait, there were a few other things we had to deal with, like Christmas and birthdays and. You know,
okay, whatever.
Saying we're sorry for everything we did wrong all the time.
That's what my kids always say. Sorry I didn't get you Christmas present, Dad. I didn't have time. I'm like, you don't have a job. You don't have anything. You knew it was coming, you know, and you got your friend who you only see once every 3 weeks, you know, a $50 gift.
You're not bitter or anything.
I am a little bitter. So, but if you blow it, Dad, and you forgot, you know, or didn't do anything, you can still do something today. You know, I think every wife loves to be reminded how much she's loved by you. And, you know, I've done it. I forgot certain things. And I can remember telling her, I'm going to turn the calendar back. And today is Valentine's Day. So, you know, and I got flowers or whatever I did. And it works. It works just the same. So you can do that. I just got back this weekend from a great men's event in Port Huron, Michigan. And I'll tell you, dads, it is just so much fun when you get a couple hundred dads all together and they're all singing praise songs to God, and you're listening to all these speakers who are where we are. I mean, there were guys who were talking about purity and pride and, you know, just living the life that God has asked us to live. And it's just, it was just a great time. And I don't know if you've, because you used to go to Promise Keepers, didn't you, Scott? You went to something.
I used to go to all kinds of stuff, Promise Keepers and, you know, lots of other events.
But now he has this show, so he doesn't need it because...
No, I probably do. I don't really enjoy it as much anymore.
Because of the rah-rah?
I want it to be like it was when I was a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not. When you're a middle-aged, older man, it's more like... Oh, great.
Do they have coffee?
It's like, oh, great. People I have to get to know.
Yeah.
And that was troublesome when I was a teenager, but
right,
somehow teenagers are weird enough that it all worked, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
With adults, it's kind of like, I don't know.
You know, I don't know how you did like Promise Keepers when you went, but sometimes I think, you know, the beauty of that, because I could kind of feel that way too. I don't, you know, sometimes when you go by yourself, you kind of feel like a stranger, like you're a party crusher or whatever they call that, you know, but when you go with like a group from your church, I can see that as being good.
I haven't told you my Promise Keepers story, have I?
I don't think so. Let's hear it.
The first Promise Keepers I went to was in Indianapolis in like 94, maybe. It was really early on when they first were doing the big stadiums, I think.
Right. We probably have listeners who don't even know what Promise Keepers is.
Yeah.
You know, like, what?
It was a cool thing. I mean, it really felt like a big movement of God for a while there.
Because they were stadiums full of men.
Yeah. And then I went to the Washington, D.C. one where they had like probably roughly a million men lying on the mall on our faces, repenting of sins and whatever. And anyway, the first one we went to, it was a group of guys. It was me and two of my college roommates and another guy that we're good friends with. Well, so... there were two of the guys that didn't know each other, but anyway, it was a great foursome. We were set to have a great time. Then we went with my church that was taking a couple of buses to this event, and it was really packed tight. And so as people were loading, two of us ended up on one bus and two of us ended up on the other bus. And that was the last the four of us saw of each other until we got on the buses to come home. Cause it just,
you just got worked out that way. Sea of humanity.
Somehow our bus didn't end up where their bus was. And this was before any of us had cell phones back in the real old days. Wow. That I never thought about that. That problem would have been fixed instantly if we'd had cell phones.
Right.
And actually we ended up spending the night, me and the guy that I was with ended up spending the night with another group because we couldn't find our group to get back to them and stay where they were staying. So we ended up sleeping on the floor of some other dude's hotel room from some church we didn't know. And you'd think, oh, well, that's kind of a cool God story. We, you know, might have got to know them better. We didn't. Just sleeping on some random dude's hotel floor, you know. But, it still was a good weekend, but I should have learned then that I'm just not built for these things.
Well, that's the maybe a hard part for me. I'm not a rah-rah guy. You know, give me a J! Give me an E! You know, I don't do very well with that. But this event wasn't that way. And some of the other men's events are not that way. But somehow it's just kind of nice to hear a bunch of guys who are, you know, facing the same things we are.
And maybe it's just me because, you know, we had the family man rally and my tent blew away and
he roots for the Bengals. Starting to wonder if
God just doesn't like me much.
Yeah, maybe, maybe. No, that's not true. That's not true. But, you know, I know there are seasons. All I'm saying, Dad, if you feel like you need a little pick me up, maybe in your walk with God, or maybe just in being a dad or husband, or maybe you're struggling in something, which we all are. There's something nice about gathering with a bunch of guys. I know. In fact, we should have him on. Brian Doyle, who's the founder and president, I think he's still the president, of Iron Sharpens Iron, a friend and family man. And I mean, they have events all over the country. And if you have one in your neck of the woods, you ought to go check it out. It's called Iron Sharpens Iron. I think it's just a 1-day event, which to me, I don't know. Was Promise Keepers a 1-day event?
No, it was like a 2-day weekend thing.
Yeah, I'm more of a 1-day guy, I think. You know, just kind of go in the morning and come back late afternoon, and I'm good with that.
I didn't mean to open this bag of cats this morning, you know.
Well, if you know of any events where they come to your house, Scott would be interested.
They are fun stories to tell years later, though. I hope you're all having a good laugh at this.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't really have a lot to talk about today, Scott. I'm kind of busy, like in preparation for tonight and my Valentine's thing and getting ready to go tomorrow. I am a little nervous. You know how when your wife says something, well, what about this? And you just kind of, you know, it's like a little issue and you just crank off like some, and that won't be a problem. Well, I kind of said that about like winterizing the RV. I was thinking, you know, I got to winterize that when I get home, or even maybe I should do it before. Because if I don't, you know, you hate to bring your new old RV and then have your pipes burst in it, yikes. Which would make a big deal. So I got to kind of figure that one out. So
I don't know anything about that stuff.
I don't know. I have learned. Yeah. I have learned. Well, I'm trying to think if there's anything else to talk about. Scott, do you have anything to talk about?
The Bengals some more if you want, but that seems
pointless. There was a guy who, we could do that. But let's not. Unless you had something specific you wanted to cry about.
No.
Okay. Well, there was a guy who was there. He was he's the director of a radio station, Hope, I think it was called, in Port Huron, Hope FM. And he was saying, yeah, he goes, do you have a podcast? I said, yeah, we do a weekly podcast. He goes, because we're looking for things for our radio program. You know, we're kind of going to a new format. And I'm like, well, you're probably not going to want our show on there. He goes, is it a radio format? I'm like, I really don't know what kind of format it is. It's kind of like a Scott and Todd format that we just kind of talk. And he goes, oh, I'll listen to it.
Yeah.
And I said, well, don't get your hopes up. So if you're listening now.
One of the great things about podcasting is that it's not on the radio and you don't have to worry about time slots and actually, you know, ending at a certain time for a commercial and all that. Yeah.
Today's show is being underwritten by.
Well, we can do that, but we can edit it in later, you know.
That's true.
You can't edit when you're live on the radio.
Yeah. And probably, you know, not very many people would listen.
And you have to pay to be on the radio. That was a weird thing when I found that out.
Like, oh, yeah.
I've known people who've put shows on the air before, and it's like you have to pay for that if you don't get advertising to pay for it for you.
Oh, yeah. That's why they're always raising funds, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's not, you don't just get a block of air because you're the coolest guy in town and they want to have you on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you have to pay for that.
Well, if you're listening to this right now, Mr. Director, I'm not paying. I'm not paying for this. So, well, I guess we could just bring it to a close then, Scott. I hope Dads, I hope you're doing great. I hope you had a great Valentine's Day, you know, and if not, make it up, you know, do something again this week. I don't know about where you live, but it's still feeling pretty wintry. And, you know, maybe we need to take a weekend and do something family-ish. I know some guys will take their family just to the local hotel so they can use the swimming pool, or maybe they just go do something fun. I've got a thing on my desk right here. I'm touching it right now. It's a thing I heard about a year ago that they have a Friday night archery tag league. It's not a league. It's a big thing where, you know, they use, have you seen them, Scott, where they use like the arrows that have like a giant marshmallow on the end?
No.
And they shoot each other. And for $15 a person, which my kids could probably pay for, it would be a couple hours of fun on a Friday night. We invited some friends and, but you know, maybe you have something like that in your neck of the woods that you could just do something family-ish. And I know it sounds like a pain, but you should do it.
That sounds cool, man.
Maybe we could do a family man thing there. I think they do it all over the world, actually. Not over the world, all over the country. They have leagues. I'm pulling it out right now. It's called archerytag.com or globalarchery.com. And I think they have them in different places. So you could check that out.
My youngest daughter has a friend who is like a year older than her. I guess she's around 13, 12. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Who is into archery and is hoping to eventually be in the Olympics. She's apparently really good. Mm. I was thinking, well, I bet she'd be like, oh yeah, that's kid stuff, but she'd probably be able to kill people with those arrows even.
probably. You know, and I've done it where I've done it at camps, and sometimes like I was talking to these people because I just met them, and I was saying, oh, you know, some of those, they have those giant marshmallows on the end and they kind of wobble the arrows. They said, oh, our arrows are better. And they're so they're true.
Yeah.
So
funny.
Well, Scott, I hope you recover from the Bengals thing. And it sounds like you're well on your way. Yeah.
We're resilient here. We know how to lose.
yeah. Have you seen that commercial with Will Ferrell? Talking about, this is my new line. I repeat it all the time. But he's driving some car and he says like, oh, we're in America. We're America. This American made, not like those whatever Norwegian models where you're all a bunch of losers. You know,
right.
You know, it's just a great, great, funny thing. So I will call my kids. Oh, you should be a loser.
Yeah, there you go.
So have you been watching the Olympics?
Yes, I watched some of it. It's another one of those things where it's like, okay, should I be watching this or should I be mad about China? I don't know. And I'm like, I'm so tired of them politicizing all sports, but at least the Olympics, it has a history of, you know, politics, right. And it's the other people's politics that we're mad about, not our own this time. So,
right.
But,
well, I don't know. I can't believe China has ever been very good for the last 100 years.
I did see a very cool event the other day in the snowboard cross. The mixed snowboard cross team thing. So,
is that where they're racing like as men and women?
Yeah, and so they had like the men's heat first, and then the women's heat after them, and you know, wherever the men end, like if you're 400th of a second in front of the next guy, then when the women start, your teammate's gate opens 400th of a second before the next person.
Oh, really? Wow.
So they get, you know, that's how they continue the race. They apparently used to do that event like last year and years before they had, since it's a relatively new event, they're still kind of figuring it out. Well, apparently they used to do it where like the guy would cross the finish line and then the girl's gate would open at the top and the race would continue. So they'd be on the course at the same time. Somewhat. They don't do it that way now. They do heats. But anyway,
that's interesting.
The woman on the U.S. team won the individual snowboard cross gold medal like the day before. And she was the oldest.
Was she older, like 35?
Yeah, she's like 36.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so she was the oldest medalist, I guess, in this Olympics. Until the next day when she and the guy both won gold medal in the team one, and he was 40 and he's been in like 4 Olympics and this is the first medal he's won. So he got a gold medal and it's like, dude, that is awesome. So
there's still hope for us.
It was very fun. Yeah, right. No, there were no 51-year-olds in there. So.
Yeah, I hear you.
Not that I know of, unless it's curling or something. I suppose we could try that.
That could be. Some of the cultures might be that old.
I'd be so embarrassed to win curling. I'm sorry. I don't get it.
It's become kind of like the to watch sport.
Yeah.
I mean, like back in the old days, you were lucky if you ever saw a curling match, and now they like highlight it. I don't know.
It's weird.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm going to go. Dad, thanks for wasting 30 minutes of your life with me. I'll give you an update, and I assume we're going to make it home in our RV, and I'll include some pictures, and so we're excited for that. And have a great weekend, and don't forget, you to Dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.